in books, President Slippers, President Fidget Spinners, President Bubble Bath, President Pants, you can make a fortune. The Dave is big on merchandise. I always thank him for his deep spiritual wisdom. Sometimes, the Dave asks little old me for advice. Recently, we were on holiday together in the beautiful British city of Blackpool, and we were sharing a battered sausage on the pier when the Dave turned to me and said, Mr. President, I'm writing a sequel to The World's Worst Children 2, and I am racking my brain as to what I should call it. Please, please, can you help? The pair of us sat up all night, our heads hurt with all the thinking. We came up with title after title, but nothing seemed quite right. The World's Worst Era Children, The World's Worst Children 2 Part 2, The World's Worst Children 2.5, The World's Worst Children Episode 3 Revenge of the Sith. Yet more World's Worst Children, for goodness sake, when will Williams give it a rest? The World's Worst Children 4, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, Gangster Granny, The World's Nicest Children, Monkey Nuts. Just as we were about to call it a night and admit defeat, the Dave came up with a genius idea. The World's Worst Children 3. We were both pretty sure that the number 3 followed the number 2, and it seemed like the perfect title. This just proved that the Dave, like me, is a genius. He then got straight on the phone to his busy ghostwriter, Barbara Stote. She even writes his shopping list. And boom, here it is, The World's Worst Children 3. We're still thinking about what to call the next one. Love and kisses, the President of the United States of America.
The Terrible Triplets. Once upon a time, there was a set of terrible triplets. Their names were Tom, Dick, and Harry. Sometimes when you have sets of triplets, you have a mixture of nice ones and naughty ones. All three of these triplets were naughty. Tom, Dick, and Harry had been born just moments apart, fighting their way out of the womb, trying to elbow each other aside to see who could be first. You see, all three of them wanted to be top dog. As a result, their lives became a non-stop struggle over who was the best at something. These being three of the world's worst children, they wanted to be the best at bad things only. Very bad things. When they were babies, Tom, Dick, and Harry would battle over who could bawl the loudest, break their toys the fastest, bash, chew through the bars in their cot first, munch, create the most mess on the walls with their crayons, soak their poor mother with the most water spat from the bath, splosh, flick their baby food the furthest, splat, wipe the most dirt from their hands onto the curtains, wipe, guzzle down the most milk, guzzle, do the smelliest burps, and leave the biggest deposit in their nappy. When they were toddlers, the triplets would tussle over who could go fastest in the trolley down the supermarket aisles and knock over the largest number of old ladies. Whiz. Burst other children's balloons at the funfair with a drawing pin and make them cry. Pop. Overfeed their goldfishes so they were bigger than their bowls. Do the smelliest blow-offs while sitting on Father Christmas's knee. Build the rudest snowman. This was all about where you place the carrot. Spoil story time by eating as many of the books as you could. Crunch. Slam the piano lid down the hardest on their nursery teacher's fingers when it came to sing-song time. Twang. Ouch! Ruin another child's birthday party the quickest. This might be by cheating at all the party games, opening all their presents, or stuffing the whole birthday cake in their mouths, candles and all. No! Play the worst tricks on their father. Tom put his father's underpants in the deep freeze, so when he put them on, his bottom turned blue. Dick swapped his father's hair gel with glue, so his comb became stuck to his head.